Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic broadcasting live from God's Country, Buzzard Billy's, 222 Pearl Street, La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I'd like to thank the fine sponsor, Chad's Design Build, sponsoring all the broadcasts this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and special event coverage tomorrow from the Democratic Party Convention at the La Crosse Center. Dom, I've been joined by a fine candidate for the U.S. Senate. He is Outagamie County Executive and friend of the Devil's Advocates. You know him. You love him. He's Tom Nelson. Welcome back, Tom. How you been, man?
It's great to be back. It's great to see you. You know that? You know, it's radio, though, but you've got a face for TV. I'm not sure what you're doing on radio.
Well, you haven't seen my hairline. I'm wearing the hat.
Way to suck up to the host, Tom. Hey, you everywhere.
Hey, I'm a paying customer, right, folks? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Tom, obviously, we'll do small talk, but Roe v. Wade overturned today, man. Abortion's illegal in Wisconsin. Perhaps not the way the Dems would have chosen to launch their convention, but as a U.S. senatorial candidate, it's obvious. It was coming. Tom, what's your reaction to
it? Well, I mean, here's Wisconsin. It's a classic Wisconsin summer afternoon. You know, it's sunny, 90 degrees, but this is one of the darkest days in this state's history. Here we are in 2022. And women and men are fighting for basic reproductive rights for women 50 years after the Supreme Court decided that. And so for 50 years, women have been attacked by these right-wing legislatures. And now in Wisconsin, not only are we dealing with the repeal of Roe, but here in Wisconsin, we're one of a few states where there's a criminal statute. And not only is it a criminal statute for a doctor who performs an abortion, but this thing goes back to 1849. Think about that. And the Republican legislature, which will probably be locked in majority, maybe in a supermajority for at least 10 years, there's not going to be any relief and there's not going to be any justice for women in this state. And so this, I think, is going to be a pretty big issue at this convention. You know, my campaign has been on any number of issues. I mean, a lot of it's grounded in economic justice, and we've talked about that before, though. But this is an issue that is really going to be on the mind of, it might be the issue on the mind of convention goers this weekend.
Tom, obviously the current U.S. Senator you'd like to go against, Ron Johnson, his early comment, basically he applauds this rolling back of 50 years of precedent. Ron is all down for this. So one other point you made, you talked about the current makeup of the state court, the legislative branch. We're not going to get relief. Women are not going to get relief through state law in Wisconsin. Tom, the only way we're going to get relief is to change the numbers, probably in the U.S. Senate and probably by defeating Ron Johnson. Let's start with this issue and we'll move on to the J6. But what do you think about Ron's stance?
Well, you know, if you listen to what he said, though, he's saying that there should be exemptions for rape and incest. But that's brand new. I don't think he was saying that before. So that tells me for a lot of Republicans, it's the proverbial dog catch.
Well, he said it's going to be a little messy, too.
Oh, well, yeah, that too, though. But I think Republicans are realizing that maybe, the proverbial dog that catch up to the milk truck saying, okay, now Roe has been repealed. We have an 1849 law. No one's going to repeal it. And this is a pretty big deal. What are we going to do about it? And Ron Johnson, you know, per usual, is going to try to pass the buck on this. And he needs to take responsibility. Here's a guy who interfered in the 2020 election, who went to Madison and, I don't know, threatened Dean Knutson or gave him a vote of no confidence and got rid of him. So if he's going to interfere in state policy that way, then he needs to interfere in state policy on reproductive rights. If he believes that it needs to be changing, he needs to go to Robin Voss and whoever the majority leader is in the state Senate and get them to convene and change this law. But they're not going to do that. And the way that we deal with this here in Wisconsin, we are one of the states that we are under siege by right-wing Republican majority. And so we have to look to Washington. And so step one is to make sure that the Democratic Senate that the Democratic Senate remains in Democratic hands and that we expand our majority so that we have a working majority. And the only way that we'll have a working majority and we can address reproductive rights in any number of issues is if we win the Wisconsin seat. And I believe, I've been talking to us for the last 20 months, though, I believe I am best positioned, as maybe my good friend Pat Kreitlow was talking about in general, I think I'm best positioned to beat Ron Johnson because I'm the only one from a red part of the state who's won election and re-election six times. And I should also add, too, though, that when I was in the legislature, I had 100% pro-choice in NARAL voting record. Now, it's one thing to have 100% pro-choice voting record in Madison or Milwaukee or in a blue district, but I represented one of the most conservative and red districts in the legislature, but this is the right thing to do. My dad told me, my mom did too, always do the right thing, the thing that goes to your core and what you believe is right. That is how I act on this issue in the legislature, and that is how I'm going to act on this in the Senate. And once we get to the Senate and we get a working majority, the next step is we take the advice of Mark Buchan and we expand the court. We expand the Supreme Court. People say, oh, that's a radical idea. No, it's not. It's been done like six or seven times in our country's history. And yes, it's been done for political reasons. The U.S. Supreme Court now is effectively a third legislative body. But it's not really a legislative body. It's a supermajority body because of its policy-making role. Things that Republicans and conservatives have decried for years and years. They are doing this. This is major policy. Reproductive policy is, this is real business. And so we need to have relief in Washington. The only way we do that is if we hold on to the Senate, get a working majority, and the person to do that is myself, Tom Nelson.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That is Tom Nelson, Outagamie County Executive, joining Crudy in La Crosse for the Dem Party Convention coming up this weekend. Tom, as you know, I grew up in Outagamie County, and I still have many friends. I have lots of family there, and I appreciate your position of being a progressive, a liberal in Outagamie County, but you're obviously not alone. There's a lot of folks out there in that county. Obviously, you got elected, and I think there are people that are willing to have their eyes open. They're willing to listen. They're willing to learn. Hell, Tom, I was one of them. But you know, the Roe v. Wade thing is only one part of it. This is the attack on the constitutional right to privacy. This is going to be an attack on gay marriage, an attack on contraceptives, for crying out loud, anti-sodomy laws. I mean, these things go back to 1965 with contraception. Right. I mean, these are issues that are going to impact every single person, whether they think it will or not. So. Ultimately, Tom, can this be phrased as an attack on privacy, and do you think people will be receptive to that message?
Yes, and this is not a hypothetical scenario. This will happen. Justice Thomas articulated in his opinion that everything is on the table for substantive due process. So, yes, it's about the right to privacy, but it's about all substantive due process rulings. I mean, that is an incredible body of law that's now on the table. This is just the beginning. As dark as this day is in this country and state's history, unfortunately, this is just the beginning. And I guess to work off that metaphor, I'm not sure if there's too much light at the end of the tunnel. The only piece of light that's coming out of there is this U.S. Senate seat. If we win this U.S. Senate seat, we've got a good chance to have a working majority, get rid of the filibuster, codify Roe, and reverse this terrible trend. And the way to do that is to nominate the strongest candidate. As you said, from a red part of the state, Outagamie County, I've won elections six times. I'm not an incumbent, but hey, you know, if you win six times in red part of the state, it's a pretty good position to win statewide.
Tom, inflation, gas prices. It must be an issue on the campaign trail. You got to be hearing it from the constituents. How do you as a candidate answer that it's the economy, stupid, and Joe Biden pushing up the gas prices? How do you respond to that, Tom?
It's the Republicans' fault. Look, all you got to do is, not, well, right? Seriously, think about this. The reason why we have inflation, there's a couple of factors. Number one, you have pent up consumer demand. That's because of a pandemic, all right? If there's anyone's fault for the pandemic, how that got out of control, it's Ron Johnson and Donald Trump and the Republican legislature that made it even worse than what it could have been. So there's that issue. But then when people want to come to market and purchase items after coming out of the pandemic, there's not a lot of stuff because there aren't enough important ingredients in our supply chain. Supply chain is broken. Our supply chain is broken because Republicans and neoliberal Democrats opened up our markets, allow countries to take advantage of us, and we offshored all kind of manufacturing. So now we don't control the products that we invented and the products that consumers need. And the other thing, too, is we know that 60% of inflation is being driven by corporate profits, corporate greed. We need a windfall profits tax for oil companies and for the corporations that have been breaking millions, billions, and taking advantage of the consumer. So that's what I talk about. I break it down to economics. And I'll tell you what, if you can make a good economic argument, Democrats win every single time.
You know, currently, Tom, you beat Ron Johnson in the polling. New polling out, Marquette University Law School polling. You are one of three Democratic candidates that apparently beat Ron, but all I would care about is if I could beat Ron, and right now you can, sir.
Well, you know, I kind of feel bad for one of the fellas that was on the survey.
The only one of the popular upper echelon Dems that's not beating Ron, that guy?
I mean, here's this guy who spent $9
he'll join
million
us at 6:05 tomorrow from the convention, but please continue.
Please, I will come back at 6:15 if you want a rebuttal to that. Look, this fella has a dad who spent $9 million trying to buy his son a Senate seat, and he is losing to Ron Johnson by 3 points. That's not a really good return on investment. So, yes, we are winning just as we were winning a year ago when I did a poll. We're beating Ron Johnson by 4 points. A lot's happened by then. We've only spent about $70,000 or $80,000 on TV versus $9 million for one of the opponents and about $3 million for another one and 80% name recognition for the other thing. So one, we get on the air, we get our message out, there is a clear path to victory. Once we get through the primary, we're going to beat Ron Johnson.
Tom, you're up on Devil Radio. That's priceless. Come back with us. I got to find U.S. Senate. Can you stick around?
Of course I can. Anything
for
you.
All right. Tom Nelson, live from Buzzard Billy's in God's Country, La Crosse. We'll come back to the table. More Devil's Advocates. The Democratic Party convention going off tomorrow. This big show ain't done yet. Phone lines, you can join us, 844-967-2789.
Stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.